CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. Jeremy Zakas is in New South Wales, near Sydney, outside of Sydney. And we're going immediately to a weather phenomenon that's said to be once in 50 years, but my memory is this is twice in 1 week or 2 weeks. Jeremy, tornadoes in Australia. When first we touched on this story, it was a week past or more. You told me that it's extremely rare, as in it doesn't happen. But it was a sizable tornado that damaged a lot of houses. Fortunately, it was in a part of New South Wales that's not heavily populated. But now, a new tornado in Queensland. First of all, where is Queensland's tornado in relation to the tornado in New South Wales? And is there any update on this once-in-50-year rain event that's happened twice in a month? Good day to you.
G'day, John. Yes, tornadoes every week now. It's almost like we can't get through a week without at least a significant weather event. This latest tornado up in Queensland was actually hit Brisbane Airport. Now, this is a major international hub for Australia. This is where most of our international flights come in and out of. And this tornado hit it straight on. It ripped up trees. It turned over some equipment. Luckily, though, flights were able to resume relatively quickly afterwards. But this was an unusual event for a Friday morning, to say the least. Now, in relation to last week's tornado, last week the tornado was in Armidale, which is northern New South Wales. So just think a little bit further south of Brisbane. And looking on the map, it's just a little bit down the coastline. But these are approximately 400 kilometres apart. So what we're seeing here are tornadoes that are constantly occurring in the east, but in different places. Because then if you go further back, even to the tornado of about 3 weeks ago, which was in Bathurst, which was even further south, these tornadoes are moving further north by about 400 or 500 kilometres at a time. So talking about, 250, 300 miles at a time. This is widespread, John. This is something we've never seen before, and certainly not to this, I guess, to this routine regular behavior.
Yes, every time we have a strange weather event here in North America now, we say climate change. Is anyone on TV, on the telly, are they saying climate change? Any headline like that?
Not quite headlines, but certainly being mentioned in I guess, the undertone. The undertone, I think, is key here, John. Certainly the scientists aren't running the red flag, aren't putting out the alerts yet, but the weather presenters, certainly the scientists here in Australia are looking at it carefully and saying, these are new events. This is something that hasn't happened before. Hint, hint, we are looking at something that might be climate change. There is some talk that this might be part of the La Nina event, which is a warming of the oceans north of the, in northern Australia, and the cooling of the oceans to the south, which create this unstable air. But a lot of people, a lot of scientists rather, are pointing out that this isn't a normal event for La Nina either. We don't normally get the tornadoes associated with the supercells. Sure, we get the strong storms, but not the tornadoes. So climate change, I think maybe that's where we're heading now. Certainly if we get another tornado this week, for example, I think that's pretty much where we're going.
We go to virus report. A week past, you had really good news for us. New South Wales was reopening. The children were going back to school. What is the status this week? Has everybody got used to the fact that the virus is over? What is happening, Jeremy?
Yes, this week we had big news south of the border. Down in Victoria, our southeastern state, they finally had their Freedom Day at 11:59 p.m. on Thursday. People in the streets of Melbourne literally took to the streets in the early morning hours. Many went to pubs and clubs. They are finally out of a 262-day lockdown. They can roam the streets again, go to cafes, go to gyms, can get out in public. They do have to wear masks when they're inside, when they're at work, but you know what? They can finally get out. And this is a huge deal because Melbourne has been one of those cities around the world that has had the longest lockdown. People in Melbourne have been absolutely frustrated by the fact that they haven't been able to get out, the fact that they weren't reaching their COVID vaccination targets, but finally they hit the 71% double dose. They're able to get back to some normality. And, you know, us here north of the border here in New South Wales, you know, we're kind of happy with that because guess what? That means for us, probably next month, very soon, we can travel back down there without having to have 14 days quarantine each side.
So right now, you still can't cross the border of Victoria. You can't go from Sydney to Melbourne. What about going to Queensland? Can you do that yet?
Unfortunately, not quite yet either. We're still in quarantine for Queensland, but there is definitely rumours that this may be relinquished very soon in the next couple of weeks. But I think what we're seeing from all the rhetoric around the state premiers, next month or about a month from now is where we'll start seeing open borders, even so far as seeing open borders with South Australia, Western Australia, so further west across the map, and even Northern Territory too, which a lot of people forget about poor old Darwin up in Northern Australia. But we haven't been able to go there for over a year now without having some kind of quarantine. So fingers crossed, John, fingers crossed, we may be able to travel once again.
Travel. I understand you're not yet inviting international travel. However, what about the Australians who've not been able to come home since the quarantine start? Are they permitted to come back?
They are permitted, but they still do have to quarantine. There are specific hotels in Sydney, in Brisbane, and also in Melbourne where any international traveller coming back, any Australian citizen, does still have to quarantine, does still get the regular medical checks. At this point, the government doesn't provide a lot of assistance, if any, as far as financially for them to come back, because there was a deadline that they had to reach to achieve that or to take advantage of that. But Australians are still welcome to come back. The only downside is that there is still not a lot of international flights coming into Australia, and the few that are generally cargo flights with only a few passenger seats on board. So there is very, very limited opportunity for Australians still overseas to come back, but that could still change. You know, international flights may be opening.
It's springtime. The weather's good. Can you go to the beach? Is that allowed? Are you barbecuing on the beach yet?
We are barbecuing on the beach again, John. We are allowed back into the beach. Bondi, in fact, this week was absolutely, as we like to say, chock-a-block full of people. But the interesting thing is, saw some of the photos out of Victoria, Melburnians, the guys in Melbourne, they're back to the beach too, even though the weather's still, you know, probably around the 50s. It's not quite beach weather yet. But you know what? We're back to the beach, John. Aussies are doing what Aussies do.
Yes, we can be certain that in heaven, the barbecues are all Australians. Jeremy Zakas, he is in New South Wales. We're keeping our eye on this tornado story because once in 50 years, twice in a month, will it happen again next week? This is Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.